Chapter 10. Famous at Last. Mr. MacDonald followed Helen very slowly. They heard a loud noise, then Helen's voice shouting, "Help! Help!" "Nobody told her about the shark's teeth," Guy said. Everybody laughed. Just then, they saw Helen standing in her boat. It was almost full of water. The rose stopped next to her. "Do you want a lift?" Mr. MacDonald asked. "We can take you as far as Seal Beach." Helen didn't answer. "Come on," Guy shouted. "Your boat's sinking. You haven't got much time." "But I've got the uranium," Helen said. "Take me to the coast of Scotland and I'll give you the uranium." "No, we won't do that," Guy said. "We're taking you to the police." Helen didn't say anything, but she looked very angry. Suddenly, she went to the edge of her boat. "She's going to throw the uranium into the sea," Jenny said, worried. Helen stood for a moment without moving. Then she climbed into the rose. "Now I won't be able to sell the uranium," she said angrily. "I'll never be rich, and all because of a stupid storm." Nobody spoke after that. Mr. MacDonald turned the boat round and sailed past the shipwreck towards Seal Beach. Suddenly, there was a loud noise behind them. As they watched, the ship disappeared slowly under the water. Everybody stared at the sea in silence for a few minutes. Then Mr. MacDonald spoke.
"Phone the police, Guy," he said. "Tell them we're bringing a smuggler to Seal Beach."
"But you said the police!"
Helen shouted angrily.
"I don't remember saying anything about the police," Guy told her.
Nobody spoke on the journey back to Seal Beach. When they arrived, the police were already there.
"This is Helen Dunbar," Guy told them. "She smuggled this box of uranium onto the ship before it left port. She planned to collect it when the ship arrived at its destination and then sell it."
"And who are you, sir?"
one of the policemen asked.
"I'm Guy Thompson. I work for the British government," Guy answered. "It's my job to catch smugglers."
"Thank you, sir,"
the policeman said.
"We'll have to ask you some questions, too."
"Of course,"
Guy said. He turned to Alex, Jenny and her grandfather.
"Thank you all for your help,"
he said quietly.
"Come and see us before you leave Kirk Island,"
Mr. MacDonald said, shaking Guy's hand.
"Thank you, Mr. MacDonald. I will,"
Guy said. Guy followed Helen to the police car waiting outside Seal Cottage. Alex got onto his motorbike.
"I'll see you in the morning," he said quietly to Jenny.
It was late the next morning when a motorbike arrived at Seal Cottage. The noise of the motorbike woke up Jenny and her grandfather. Jenny ran downstairs and opened the door. Her grandfather followed her. Alex stood there with a newspaper in his hand.
"Read this," he told them. "We're famous."
Jenny took the newspaper and read the front page. "Smuggler at Shark Rock. Late last night, a young woman smuggler, Helen Dunbar, sailed to Shark Rock to take valuable uranium from the shipwreck there. Helen Dunbar told the police, 'Yes, I smuggled the uranium onto the ship before it left port. I planned to sell it. Now I'll never be rich because of that stupid storm.' Mr. Alan MacDonald, of Seal Cottage, Kirk Island, with his granddaughter Jenny and friends Alex Simpson and Guy Thompson, took his boat to Shark Rock in stormy weather to catch the smuggler."
"You wanted to be in the newspaper, didn't you, Jenny?"
said Mr. MacDonald, laughing.
"Now you can show it to all your friends at home."
"How do you know that I want to impress my friends?"
Jenny asked him, embarrassed.
"I was young once, too,"
her grandfather answered.
"Why don't you write to your parents and tell them about last night? And remember, you can go home at the end of the week if you want to."
You know about that too?
Jenny laughed.
How do you know that I want to impress my friends?
Jenny asked him, embarrassed.